Yeah, hey, is Jim in?
Yes, it's Colin.
Yeah, it's Kyle over here with Cardiff.
Hello?
Hey, Jim. Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning? That's good. Good to hear. I just wanted to follow up with you real quick. A couple weeks back, looks like we mailed you out an offer, and it was based off some work you did over there with Eastern Funding. Looks like mid last year. Does that sound familiar?
Okay.
Yeah, alrighty. Well, based off that relationship you were able to establish with them, we were able to get you a pre-approval over here for some equipment and capital. I just wanted to touch base here and really see how business was treating you this summer.
It's not too bad so far.
Not too bad. Well, that's good to hear. It's staying pretty busy, sounds like.
Yep.
Yeah, alrighty. You guys looking to bring on any new pieces of equipment over there? Or maybe looking at any big projects rolling around your way?
Not at the present time.
Okay. Is there normally a specific time of year you sit down and evaluate, or just kind of like on an as-need basis?
Do that over the winter for the spring.
Okay.
Fall and the mad rush for the summer.
Okay.
Then you know what you gotta replace over the winter from being destroyed.
Yeah, definitely. That's a smart way to do it there. How many trucks you guys got over there?
13.
But oh wow, that's a pretty good sized fleet. Do you like off-road recovery as well?
What's that?
You guys do some like off-road recovery over there also?
Yep.
Yeah. How big of a percentage is that in your business?
Oh, probably maybe 10%.
Okay, not too much, but I bet those ones are probably pretty good experience to go out and do sometimes, huh? Probably a bunch of work. All right. So do you have someone to operate all those trucks? You kind of work with a smaller team? How's that work out?
Well, we have quite a few people on staff here that we get the job done. Somehow it all works out.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. How are sales looking like year over year for you? You looking to increase usually, or?
We just want to maintain what we have right now. I mean, you know.
Of course, yeah. What I was asking basically is, are you looking to beat last year at the end of this year, you think?
It's going to be a close race.
It's going to be a close race? Okay, well, you guys sounds like you have it pretty established over there to where you're kind of able to maintain your level throughout the years. That sounds pretty good. Are you doing it? Have you changed or do anything different from last year, per se?
Well, we just changed some hours around and stuff like that for employees.
Okay. Did you bring any new employees on? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Were you just replacing people over there or bringing on additional help?
Out with the new, out with the old, in with the new.
Okay, yep, story. Yeah, that's how it goes most of the time. Have you brought on any new clients this year?
Not really.
Not really, okay. Kind of just staying where you're at. Sounds like you already hit the level you want to be at, kind of just maintaining it now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Don't jump too far into fire.
No, of course, I understand that. Is there normally like a super busy time of the year for you guys, or is it like seasonal over there, or how's that work out?
It's usually in the winter we're busy, and in the summer, through the mid-spring, like 4 months we're out of the realm, you might say.
Okay, do you know... Yeah, definitely. That's a good little slowdown, gets you able to maintain all the equipment over there and whatnot. Do you have any idea what causes that slowdown for you guys?
Yeah, people don't travel.
People. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's that makes sense. So a lot of your, you'd say a big percentage of your customers are tourists then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. I know tourists, you know, make towns thrive sometimes, so that's always a plus there. So I know you mentioned you, like, kind of regroup and do everything like that when it starts slowing down. Do you shift your focus anyhow to try to bring in money when it's slow, or is it kind of just, you kind of sit back and regather?
Sometimes it's best to regather.
Okay. Alrighty, well, that's good to hear. So you'd have really no trouble making it through a slow time then, it sounds like?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good. And then when you guys, of course, during the slow time, you're probably getting everything ready to go and whatnot. Are you, like, preparing for the busy season at all? Any other way besides getting your trucks and stuff ready?
Yep. Replacing gear that's been hurt and stuff like that.
Okay, nice. Yeah, it's always nice to keep up to date on that stuff there. So how do you guys, you know, get all your customers over there? Do you guys word of mouth? Are you guys doing some marketing, maybe like media, digital, anything like that?
Hold on a minute.
All right.
All right, I'm back.
All right, great. I think I asked you there lastly. What you guys doing? Just by word of mouth, or are you guys doing like some marketing over there, like media or print or anything like that?
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth. Okay, well that means you guys must be priding yourselves on your good work then. If that's all you're doing, that's pretty great. Have you ever thought about doing anything like that?
Yeah, we do some of that with some people.
Okay. Like newspaper ads or just like hop on the occasional radio station or something like that?
Yep.
Okay. Have you ever thought about trying anything different?
We've been down that road a couple times.
Okay. How was your experience with that?
Sometimes it just don't pay.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just not worth the money you're putting in. I understand that there. I had a customer I was trying to get some advertising for over here, and she wasn't happy. She was paying, like, I don't know, ridiculous amount a year, and didn't even see a difference in her sales there. So I understand that. So your customer base there, do you guys have any business clients you guys, or contracts, I mean? Like AAA, like sheriffs or anything like that?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, nice. So that probably keeps you guys pretty busy on a daily basis then, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I know you kind of, you know, looking to do the same as last year and whatnot, but I just really want to mention we do offer equipment financing, and they're kind of all on board there. But we also do working capital as well, and that's, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's like your typical line of credit kind of. But it allows you to access quite a bit more cash, and we base it off of sales, and it's unsecured cash, so you don't have to worry about putting up anything for collateral. So if there's ever like a project you wanted to get done, need to look at like $20,000 or $30,000 extra dollars or something like that, you know, we can definitely hook you up with that, because we did have you pre-approved for $250K. So if we got you going, something like that, you might be able to maybe increase some marketing, maybe bring in a couple of new contracts over there.
I think we're just going to pass for now.
Okay, no worries. Well, right. let me grab your email. I'll shoot you over some info, and that way, if anything ever pops up, you can have me there in your back pocket.
Okay.
All right, what's a good email for you?
jjones@daltonstowing.com.
jjones@daltonstowing.com. Alrighty, Jim. And then lastly, I guess, how'd the name Daltons arise?
The owner's son's name is Dalton.
The owner's son's name is Dalton. Okay. Nice. Well, that's a good name to have then. Well, I appreciate your time here. I'll let you get back to it.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Have a good day.
You too.